Hello and welcome to the Fireside Podcast, where we bring you news from the Lake of Fire. I'm your host, Mephistopheles. It's been an oddly quiet week in Hell. Satan still hasn't regained consciousness, Abaddon's forces have been moving around, but I can't discern exactly what he's after just yet. The endless waiting is driving everyone insane. It's been high-tension environment around here. Salpson is out and about, and we'll be addressing us shortly. In the interest of public safety, he has asked that the following information be disseminated. Now, I'd like to preface this by saying that we in Hell know full well that safety and security precautions are, for the most part, window dressings. They have two primary functions. One, they keep the more nervous of the demons happy. Some condemned souls rather thrive on the idea that they can hang a "Do Not Enter" sign on their doors, in hopes one of us major demons will see it and just go away. I adore this, because it's so much more fun to charge right through such frail and meaningless defenses, breaking down layer upon layer of hope. But I digress. The other primary function, historically, has been to allow power-mad dictators to better monitor and control their subjects. But I don't think Salpson, as Satan's heir apparent, is setting up a power grab, so his advisors are clearly trying to appease the fools. That's it. Here are the 10 safety rules advocated in this time of crisis. 1. To protect yourself from heavenly invaders, grab some sheep's blood and paint it on the doorposts of your houses. The angels, clearly having no sense of time, location, or mission, will assume yours is an Israelite home and go looking for some Egyptian firstborn instead. Set up a storm cellar below ground and be prepared to hide there with at least 3 days' worth of supplies. Angels apparently dislike going underground. Cover your doors with reflective aluminum. I suppose this is so that the messenger will see his own reflection and, thinking an angel is already on the scene, turn around and go somewhere else. Hang an upside-down horseshoe. Either this is for luck, or else its purpose is to fall off and bonk the invading angel on the head. Store up barbecue sauce. We're demons after all. In a group, we can easily have ourselves an old-fashioned roast, cook them thoroughly, and wash down the preparation surfaces before and after. Keep an easy access escape route to the human world. For one thing, you can use humans as shields. And for another, some humans are so full of sin that they'd be hard to distinguish from demons and can act as decoys. If you luck out on the timing, you can join the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. No one can tell a real demon from a fake one there, anyway. Hide where a first-year music class is practicing. Everyone knows angels have perfect pitch. Serve at a soup kitchen. Not terribly useful, but it would confuse the daylights out of them. I'm not sure I like that one. A little too goody-two-shoes for my taste. Finally, keep an ample supply of heavy metal music on hand and remember what I said about perfect pitch. If the angel seems unaffected, switch to country. I don't know how useful any of these are, though I like the idea of the barbecue sauce. But so we have it. Until next time, my infernal brethren, sin on.